And speaking of Final Fantasy, our next guest is a huge fan of that role-playing video game series and all other things pop culture. Returning to the show, he hosts the podcast Las Culturistas along with comedian Matt Rogers, and he's now also a cast member on Saturday Night Live. Bowen Yang, hello!
Hello, how are you?
Good. In high school, you were actually voted the most likely to be on SNL?
Yeah, but that was like the very floridly worded way of saying like goofiest
right. Funny guy.
Funny guy. That's it wasn't specifically that people were like, he's going to end up on that show. It was just that like, oh, Bowen, he does improv in the cafeteria every other Friday or every once a month at 7 p.m. on a Friday. He tries to get us to come back to school and watch him do short form improv. It was a dark time. Yeah.
Did you watch SNL?
Just classic immigrant story. I mean, Trial of Immigrant Story. Did not grow up with cable, and so felt constantly like I was being spoken to in a foreign language when I would go to school, and people would be like, "Did you watch this? Did you watch that?" I'd be like, "No, but I did watch SNL." So I watched it pretty obsessively, and then would have to adjust the bunny ears every Saturday so that I would get Fox, which came in clearer, and watch Mad TV, and then at 11:30, switch it over to NBC, and then reorient the antenna.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. So, I mean, when we last had you on the show, you were writing on SNL, and now you have moved to not only cast member, but the first Chinese-American cast member in the history of the show. I mean, just huge congrats all around.
Thank you.
You know, as a cast member of SNL, you have a pretty unique vantage point right now because, well, you were a writer, then you're a cast member, then you do a Zoom version, and then now you're back in the studio doing SNL, but with a smaller live audience.
Right.
I imagine just a very different feel around the studio.
I think it's mostly the same, although we kind of it's kind of a fun little unwrapping moment on Saturday when when cast members take the masks off, because throughout the entire week, all the way up to dress rehearsal, even when we're watching ourselves sort of block the sketches on camera, I mean, everyone just has their mask on,
right?
Which is just how it should be, I think, has been like the nice precaution that's erred on the side of safety and all that. But I feel like it's a fun thing when like we remind each other that we have faces. But otherwise it just feels remarkable and crazy and lucky that we're even performing a show at all in front of an audience.
Oh my goodness. I know, an audience.
It's wild.
Okay. Bowen, we have we've concocted a special game for you. Would you like to play a game?
I would love to play this game.
Okay. So we know that you were a fan of the video game Kingdom Hearts.
Yes. This is perfect because Kingdom Hearts is the brainchild of Tetsuya Nomura, who designed a lot of the characters in the Final Fantasy series. But he was given creative control to start his own franchise. And so he came up with this crazy idea to have an original story, all new original story, but to have in characters from both Disney franchises and Final Fantasy. And so it was just this really unlikely, unexpected mashup back in 2003 when it came out. 2002? 2003, excuse me. And everyone in the industry was like, what the hell is this going to be? And then it ended up kind of working. And then since then, the plots become very convoluted. But overall, it's a very charming series. And you get to beat monsters with Woody and Buzz and Ariel and you know, like Simba. And it's like every Disney movie is represented in some capacity. And it's truly wild. This is pre-Avengers, where that kind of thing really genuinely blew your mind to see these different properties meet up.
Massive crossover, yeah.
Exactly. That kind of thing was the novelty, and it remains novel to a lot of people.
So this inspired us to write a game.
Okay.
Where we imagine what would happen if existing video games crossed over with completely unrelated television shows.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay. So you just are going to name the video game and the television show that we're hinting at.
Great, great.
Here we go. A new foe has appeared. Deborah Messing takes a break from developing a Marilyn Monroe musical to throw bombshells at Donkey Kong, Mega Man, and the Wii Fit Trainer in a four-player fight to the finish.
Lovely. That this is Smash and Super Smash Brothers.
Yes!
Wonderful.
Even though, again, because I am video game illiterate, when I read Super Smash Brothers, I was like, are those bros who really
bros.
Like Smash?
Just Smash? Could be.
Who knows?
Who knows? All right, here's another one.
Okay.
Build and decorate homes on Wisteria Lane, where every virtual stay-at-home spouse has a dark secret. Use a floating green crystal to make Terry Hatcher light her kitchen on fire, or give Eva Longoria a heart-shaped bed for her affair with the gardener.
This is Desperate Housewives and The Sims?
Yeah, that is Sims? Correct. Yeah.
Great. All right, this franchise enters its 25th cycle with a fresh batch of contestants. During makeover week, Charmander gets a smoky eye, and Squirtle reluctantly removes his shell. Evolve quickly, or Tyra Banks will give a passionate speech about how she was rooting for you.
Wow, this is... I'm just going to combine the titles.
I want you to.
Yeah.
Okay, America's Next Top Pokemon?
Yes!
Great.
Snorlax is smizing. So many things that can happen here.
I would watch that show.
I would watch that show too.
Yeah,
100%.
All right, well, now you have to do mashups for all the rest of them now that you've set.
Yes.
I think Snorlax would probably be in Next Top Pokemon. Do you have a Pokemon that you think might be a good contender?
I have always loved... not Jigglypuff. Are you familiar with Jigglypuff?
I do like Jigglypuff. Yeah.
Jigglypuff.
Pink ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Jigglypuff evolves into Wigglytuff, where they have longer ears, a more filled out abdomen, really versatile. You might not think that Wigglytuff can like throw a thunder, a lightning type move at you, but oh, just you watch.
Out. Uh-huh. Watch out.
Watch out.
Right.
Watch out.
Fierce. That's right.
Fierce. Yep.
Okay. Move to the deserted island of Hollywood and build a beautiful mansion that you realize won't bring you happiness. Welcome a community of anthropomorphic animals like a depressed horse, an overly positive dog, and a cat who just can't balance work and family life.
Bojack Crossing or Animal Horseman? Animal Bojack?
Animal Horseman.
That's
Bojack Horseman and Animal Crossing put together. That's
wonderful.
Right.
Are you playing Animal Crossing? Is that?
I'm sorry to take this tone. I was anticipating Animal Crossing. I was an early adopter, and then I was really, really looking forward to it coming out even before lockdown happened. And then, of course, everyone sort of glommed onto it, and I embraced that. That's the whole point of the game. You want to build a community through this video game. I love it. I bless it. I got really freaked out within the fourth week at like other people having more developed islands than me, and I felt weirdly inadequate. So I stopped.
You were like, you know what? This was better when it was my thing.
Exactly.
I don't need all of you first-time people, novices.
Outpacing me?
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
All right, we've got a few more for you.
Great, great.
Okay, how about this
beautifully written one? Yes, okay.
When Yuna is unexpectedly trampled by a giant chicken-like creature called a chocobo, Sandra Oh steps in to continue her sphere-hunting quest. However, she develops mixed feelings after meeting her rival, the evil yet charismatic LeBlanc. The tension builds until you just want to yell, "Kiss already!"
Whoever wrote this was very specific with the Final Fantasy entry because it's Final Fantasy X-2.
That is correct.
Killing Fantasy X-2?
Yes!
Sure!
Killing Eve?
Killing okay, Eve, great. That's right.
So 10-2 is the Charlie's Angels Full Throttle of the series. You play as three like girls who are carefree and who fight crime, and it's really lovely.
I just want to do an entire show called Bone Yang Explains Video Games to Me, because I feel like this is an education and I'm finally understanding.
Well, you know, the best compliment I've ever gotten from a coworker is Anna Dresden, who is a longtime friend of mine from college. But she was like, one day she turned to me and she said, you know, Bowen, you make video games seem accessible, or you make it seem, you make them seem less esoteric or whatever. She's yeah. I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, they should be, like, they're just fun. That's the point. So yeah. That means a lot, Ophira.
Yeah, I remember a Thank math you. Teacher who made calculus seem to me like it existed in the real world, and I'm having a similar feeling.
Well, that's a full con of them. Calculus does not exist in the real world.
All right, I've just been sent a bonus question. Play as McDreamy, McSteamy, Waluigi, race to get ahead in a fast-paced field of emergency medicine. Choose to play in Shondaland or Bowser's Castle. Fire a fork at your opponent or distract them with your ex-boyfriend's ghost while listening to How to Save a Life.
Wonderful. Wonderfully worded, written clue. I mean, Mario Kart's Anatomy or Gray's Kart?
Gray's Kart is pretty Gray's funny.
Kart. Gray's Kart is a beautiful portmanteau.
I like Gray's that. Kart. Yes.
Yeah.
Gray's Kart. Yes. All correct. All correct and Great. Correct.
Thank you for writing to my specific one intersection in culture. No,
everyone was excited. Everyone was excited. Bowen Yang stars on Saturday Night Live and co-hosts the podcast Las Culturistas. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. As usual, as always, this was a pleasure, and this is my favorite NPR show.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And that's our show. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Jolt a Cannon.
Our puzzles were written by our staff, along with Camilla Franklin, Kara Weinberger, and senior writer Karen Lurie. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Nancy Seychow, James Sparber, and Ramel Wood. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm her ripe begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.